At Governor State University, you're not just anywhere, you're where you belong. Learn how to put your passion first at the Governor State University undergraduate and graduate open house on Saturday, October 13th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/open house.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is, because it's now. Get a GE Appliances side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator now just $998. You save over $500 on a fridge with adjustable door bins for gallon jugs. Big storage, bigger savings. Now is the time to save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid October 17th, U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details.
For immediate relief.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves opened their 25th anniversary season on Saturday, October 13th at Allstate Arena with rolled back concession prices and free parking presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Kia dealers. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. Kyle Hendricks allowed the Rockies' game-winning run last night, and after the game, he backed Joe Maddon.
Joe did an unbelievable job all year long with a lot of the big pieces that we had go down, I mean, throughout the entire year. Every guy come up for him to shuffle all those pieces around, you know, the bullpen, taking care of that really, and to win ball games, win 95 games at the end of the year. We're where we've wanted to be.
It will be Colorado against Milwaukee and Atlanta versus the LA Dodgers in the NLDS. A's reliever Liam Hendricks will start tonight's AL wildcard game for Oakland at the Yankees. Football, Mitchell Trubisky, 6 touchdowns and no interceptions, not enough to get him the NFC Offensive Player of the Week award. The Rams' Jared Goff got it after 5 touchdowns and no picks. Jacksonville announced that running back Leonard Fournette won't play on Sunday in Kansas City. The NHL season kicks off this evening with 4 games. The Hawks' opener is tomorrow, and the Bulls have an exhibition up in Milwaukee. Our coverage starts right here on The Score at 6:45. This update was brought to you by GEICO. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked and most listened to sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com station.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Nissan. When searching for a new Nissan, search for arlingtonnissan.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I spent an awful lot of personal and organizational capital at great risk to bring Joe in following the 2014 season. Of all the people working in baseball, he was our single choice to run the team. And we brought him in, and it's gone extraordinarily well. You know, relationships are great. Results are great. The contract has been great for Joe. It's been great for us. Like, things couldn't be better. So just because someone comes in from the outside and misrepresents the situation doesn't mean it has to be an ongoing narrative. It's done. Like, Joe's the manager of the team trying to win games. He's the manager that we want and that we've been extraordinarily successful with.
Middays on The Score.
That was Theo Epstein on The Score on August 30th. That was the first time, I believe, Bob Nightingale of USA Today put it out there about the possibility of there being a fractured relationship between Joe Maddon and the front office. Here's the truth. It's not a great relationship between Joe Maddon and the front office.
Does it have to be?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be. But as we reset what has been happening in that relationship, and if you have listened to Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer on these airwaves, by the way, Jed Hoyer is scheduled to join us 11 o'clock tomorrow. It is Friday.
Friday. 11 o'clock Friday. I'd already made one mistake with our guest list. I didn't want to cross you.
11 o'clock Friday he's scheduled to join us. When Theo said what he said about Brandon Morrow, about procedure and process and sticking to the plan and not pitching him 3 games in a row,
That's him publicly calling out a managerial decision that may have resulted in an injury. We know that nobody was happy about how Pedro Strop got hurt and what went into that decision. That's just true. And that happens in some of these relationships. The front office doesn't always agree. They've got a manager who's 64 years old and set in his ways and a complete megastar in baseball, and they're not necessarily going to have a push-button situation with somebody who's their hand-picked youngster they've given an opportunity. Third and lastly, but significantly, Theo was really unhappy about how Joe Maddon dealt publicly with the Addison Russell situation and calling into doubt the comments made, the story told by Russell's ex-wife. They were very unhappy with that.
I forget. Do you have a kid driving yet?
No. I have a kid who's a driving age, but she's, you know, we're not rushing her into the process.
I've always kind of wondered if managerial relationships with the front office aren't a little bit like a parent who finally ends up having to give the keys to a kid to go drive the car for the first time. You hope that you've raised them right. You hope that you put things together well enough in spring training. You hope that you bought a car that's safe enough to drive if, God forbid, something could happen. You hope that on their way out, you've taken their phone, put it in an opaque box yes. that is then locked on the underside of the car that
downloaded
is inaccessible. Every single
app,
piece
yes.
of software yes. that disables the phone, that turns it into a 1,000-pound brick as soon as the car goes over 7 miles an hour. You hope that you've childproofed this car, right? But at some point, you understand, just like every parent out there, that they're going to drive that car. And you hope that that manager, whether it's Joe Maddon or Mike Matheny, doesn't do something stupid with that car. And I think, by and large, if you look around at other... So the other part of this is, you know, your kids have friends over, right? You know, the whole party, it's a sleepover, maybe it's a baseball party or something like that. You look at the other kids, and 9 times out of 10, everybody leaves the house, and you go, glad I got mine and not any of those, because those kids are crazy. How many other managers would you want to trust with the keys to the car? I guess long way around is how there's ways to tolerate a relationship that's less than perfect.
Of course. And the reason this might come to a head is because he's got a year left on his contract.
Well,
so Joe's going to come in and say, give me my extension.
Yeah, the it's difference.
I'm not going to operate in the final year of a deal. Can I have an extension? And if they say no, does he then say, well, I want an opportunity to pursue the Angels
yeah,
job?
Yeah, the flaw in the analogy is no kid of yours is going to knock on the door and say, it's time for my $7 million extension
that's
for the next 4
that's
years.
That's the difference.
They don't have the leverage.
There's artificial deadlines in here.
No
where
doubt.
When you're the parent, you control everything. But it's the idea of control. If you do promote a recent former player or somebody from within who has to sort of pay fealty to you for the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
look, Theo fired Grady Little after how many wins?
A lot. Left Pedro in too long, though.
Left Pedro in too long. And how many wins, though? Was that 94, 90? Was that 95 wins?
Well, we're speaking of win totals. Let me just correct it. The Dodgers yes. also have 90 wins over the last
correct.
Six seasons. I'd forgotten about the Dodgers.
But
I
was
thought
that,
they plugged in 89.
You know, sometimes these things, there's just a shelf life to some of these relationships where it's just a different way of having a moving part non-moving.
Grady Little won 95 in his last season with the Red Sox.
Right. And Theo fired him.
Yeah, 95 and 67, and this year's Cubs went 95 and 68 because of the 163 counts.
In Tinley Park, this is Lewis on the score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Just two comments really quick. First of all, with Maddon, I do agree earlier what you said. I think we wouldn't be talking about this if Bryant was healthy all year long because more than likely they'd still be in the playoffs right now. But I think at the end of the day, yes, he is. He's not pulling the right buttons, pushing the right buttons, you know, in these tight situations. But then you have to ask yourself, if you do replace him, you know, what is going to be better for the organization? A team of players that have embraced their manager and love to play for him, or bringing in new blood, which is going to shake things up a bit, yes, and maybe have a guy who does push the right buttons in the playoffs, let's say moving forward next year and also in 2020. But the players now are looking at this new guy like, oh, well, I don't know. I kind of like Maddon. You know, like I feel like there is that question where you have to ask yourself, would you rather have the manager that the players will play for more, even though he might not push the right buttons, or Would you rather have that manager where the players may not play for him as much?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that? And wouldn't play for him as much?
I mean, like, I think the way that Madden operates, the way he's very liberal in the clubhouse, the way that he kind of lets the players kind of do their thing, you know, how I don't know. He's got
But you know, there's no heavy-handed managers anymore.
Yeah. And you know, and then my last comment, too, really quick, is with respect to moving forward, I do think they have to get rid of a few players like Schwarber because and I know they
when you say
they got him tied up.
When you say have to get, why do they have to get rid of Schwarber?
Because if you look at his postseason stats right now, and if you look at what he's doing right now, this is a team that is struggling to make contact when it matters most. And even though his OBP was higher and things like that, you still have these situations where you have to say, okay, am I going to plan for the postseason? And do we have enough to get through the regular season?
The problem I have is the phrasing, have to get rid of. They're not dumping anybody. And they're especially the worst time to move a young player is when he's coming off a down year. It is the worst time to do it because you're doing it when the value is low. And that's when you don't get value in return. They don't have to get rid of anyone. If they want to explore options to make their own team better by using the trade market to do it, we'll talk about some of the young players that could possibly allow them to become better. But just getting rid of someone for the sake of getting rid of someone at a time where that person's on a trough and their value isn't smart.
Yeah, what you have to do is make the team better. What you have to do is make a shrewd evaluation of these young players and what they're capable of growing into. You know, it's Kyle Schwarber, Chris Bryant, Albert Almora, those guys have all. This is the earliest their season has ever ended.
Ever.
Full stop.
Yep.
I mean, these guys have always played deep into October, and that, for the first time, isn't true this year. And even Javi Baez played, what, had himself a cup of coffee in 14, right? I mean, that's really his experience is the playoffs. So I guess when it comes to Schwarber, you don't have to get rid of him. You maybe have to reevaluate what he's capable of and how else you have to construct the rest of your pieces around him to make him better, to make the usage of him better, to make that team, that lineup, a little bit longer. Because as much as the name value from 1 to 8 in that Cubs lineup was impressive when you started the season, and even as we went, you know, over and over again, it was back of the baseball card, back of the baseball card. Sure, they're not good with runners in scoring position, but my God, you trust these guys to do what they've done the last 4 or 5 years. And you've got examples of that working out, whether that's Rizzo or whether that's Zobrist, any of those guys. But when you've got a lineup that really isn't as long as 1 through 8, and it's more like 3 guys plus a good pinch hit if you get the reliever out there that you want. I mean, it's not a long enough, it's not a deep enough, it's not a dangerous enough lineup.
This segment is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And in Walkerton, Indiana, this is Austin on the Score.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, okay.
Hey, super big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to know, it seems to me like every time we're in a high leverage situation and one of our pitchers really settles in, like Lester was with the 9 strikeouts, Madden pulls him. He gets nervous or antsy. I mean, I understand we needed runs, but when a pitcher is settled in like he was, or even like Cole Hamels was later in the game, how do you pull them?
You're looking for offense.
Yeah, I think that's the answer, man. It's a tough answer to give you, but there were no runs.
I didn't have a problem with it last night. I completely understood.
It sucked. I mean, it sucked out loud. It sucked. But you kind of had to. Same with the decision for Rizzo. You were forced into those. If you want to talk about the decision to, you know, to pinch at Hayward over Schwarber in a situation where you had base runners for the first time, it seemed like all night, that's a good conversation to have. And honestly, kind of a fascinating one. I went back and forth on that all night and got into a couple arguments while we were watching the game about it. But that's a good baseball discussion. Whether chasing runs, though, that's just, it's desperation, but it's necessary desperation. It's not artificial.
It's where this team found itself. You saw that last night. Everybody knew what was going on. Everybody thought the game was over when it was 1-0 in the way this offense has been going lately. Ed in Wonder Lake is on Bernstein and McKnight on Sports Radio 670.
Yes, hello. Thanks for having me.
You know, there's not a lot Joe can control injury-wise, but his main job is tactics, and that's tactics during the game, okay? Huge playoff game. So why didn't he put in Gore for Hap when Hap was forced to take out Lester?
You know what? It's a good question, and it's one that that we discussed then. I would imagine it's because, I would guess, rather, that it's because you want to save Gore if you can for a little bit later spot. And Hap runs really well.
That's the thing.
Hap's the second fastest guy on that team next to Terrence Gore. And if Terrence Gore's not there, he's obviously the fastest. I mean, he's a good base runner. He drew his walk. I just don't know how much an upgrade you're getting there. And given where they were at in the lineup, given some of the matchups that were coming through, I don't know that you necessarily needed that 90 feet there the way you might have needed it later if you stayed down one or tied. I think you if you burn two pieces there instead of one, then you're kind of extra up the creek, right?
This segment is brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. If you can't sell your timeshare, if the resort won't take it back, call Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out legally and forever. Call 844-915-EXIT, 844-915-EXIT, or visit timeshareexitteam.com. I also want to mention that we have three chances today between now and 1 o'clock. Three opportunities for you to win $1,000 in cash on the score with a lucky text keyword. And you got to be listening for when I give that keyword, and then you have your opportunity to text it into a different number than usual.
Kind of feels like a keyword's coming up here later on in the show.
Three of them. Three different chances for you to win $1,000. That might make your day a little bit better. Here's another Ed. He's in Mundelein. We're rich with Eds. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well.
It's good. I'm doing well only because of the fact that they won the World Series in 2016, so this isn't as impactful for me, which was a nice thing. That's Otherwise, good. I might be tied up in knots today. You never know. I just want to talk, though, about a little bit about Madden. I don't want to really pile on here. Like, he did do a good job. If you look at all, when I was listening to kind of the intro here or the lead-in while I was on hold, like you mentioned all these things that it's kind of unbelievable. You look at the strobe situation, you know, the kind of the boneheaded play leaving him into to pinch hit, or to hit, I should say. Morrow using him 3 days in a row, the 42 games in 43 days, the Russell situation. I think Madden did a great job of navigating the regular season up into the point where the team just ran out of gas. I think he's a good manager of people. He's a good manager of personalities. I just don't know, as this team grows, though, and gets older, is he going to be the kind of manager that you want to keep? I mean, you could see some of these guys in baseball years are starting to approach their middle age years for when they're going to have their most production. I mean, do you bring in a guy like Joe Girardi?
No, I keep hearing that name. It would really surprise me if this regime went to Joe Girardi. Because usually,
really?
Yes, because his problem with the Yankees was exactly this, was exactly where he would fall back on old baseball stuff when guys in the analytics department, you had a lot of people saying, we have to play the percentages here, and he's playing hunches and bunting and doing old baseball stuff. People mention Joe Girardi because he's well known, he's famous, he's telegenic, he's done broadcasting, he's a former
guy,
Cub,
yeah.
He went to Northwestern. But when these moves are made for these reasons, the next guy in is usually somebody much more aligned with the front office's way of thinking. So it would surprise me tremendously if it were Girardi.
And just one other ancillary point. Do you think, though, if something were to happen with Madden, if they were to go in a different direction, are you going to lose Jim Hickey in that situation, too?
I would imagine.
Yeah, my guess is you lose everybody. Because this most recent coaching staff purge, a lot of these were his moves.
I think it probably cuts the other way, too. If Joe's sitting there on a lame duck contract with one season left, and the front office looks at him and says, I don't think Chile's working out, or I don't think Hickey's working out, or both, you want to be there if you're Joe? You want to be there when your guys that you wanted and brought in to fix and help and work and teach aren't welcome?
So it'll be Raul Ibanez putting Bryce Harper in the leadoff spot next year?
Raul Ibanez.
He's a rising star. Raul Ibanez. Will Met, here's Seth on Sports Radio 670.
Yeah, hi. You know, I've been listening, and I have, maybe it's not that unique a perspective, but I'm sort of a diehard Sox fan. I used to hate the Cubs in the National League. I came around, though, in 2015. I am a fan. I was at game 163.
Okay, okay.
My point is that one of the things that we're sort of glossing over, we talk about these Manning decisions. He used to be good in the American League, now worse in the National League, is sort of the DH or the lack thereof. I think that it creates a lot of artificial situations. I was at game 163.
No, it creates real situations.
They're not artificial.
They're
at
not
all.
Artificial. Those are real situations.
It creates situations that aren't the core of baseball, the pitcher versus the hitter. So Lester comes out, you guys mentioned it, because we need hitting. You're focusing on the double switch. You need the offense there. In the American League, the manager can focus on what's the leverage, what type of situation where I need the pitcher for the right hitter,
You're doing all of that in the National League too. It's just more complicated when you're dealing with the pitcher hitting.
Right, but I think it therefore creates more opportunities for someone to make a mistake, more opportunities to be criticized, and more opportunities where then you wind up with Rizzo not in. Now that was for pinch running, with Lester being out when he's still pitching. What are the matchups? And I think that it kind of creates a less interesting game. Because you have no offense and your best pitcher is sitting on the bench.
I'm not quite sure what your larger point is, Seth. Help me out.
My larger point is that while we're piling on Madden and that it's true, and talking about, he became a worse tactician and we went from the American League and the National League.
That was not the point that Joe Sheehan made. Joe Sheehan did not make the point that it had to do with National League or American League. He made the point that he's become a worse tactician.
Correct. I'm saying in part of that may be that shift. And you guys had mentioned that there are a lot more opportunities with less offense for a manager to make mistakes. But that less offense puts pressure on the manager.
Correct.
And more opportunities to make mistakes.
Correct.
Part of that is having pitchers who bat 078. I think you would see more interest. Just the observation that part of that is that he didn't have to contend with that when you had a designated hitter. And
okay,
I think
what's your conclusion?
It's just my conclusion. Well, it's just a little bit of a soapbox that I think these games would be more interesting, and I think eventually we'll see it, and I think you guys have talked about it. But having a DH in the National League would take away
That's a discussion for another
time. I'm all about the DH in the National League.
Yeah, I have long said...
Spoken, said, stamped, signed, sealed, delivered.
If your point is the pitcher hitting is stupid... I agree with you.
Yes,
100%.
Very dumb.
If you're
it's archaic.
If the point of your call was to say everything would be better if the National League used the designated hitter, 100% agreed. Done. Absolutely yes. And we didn't need all the anything else.
Moving around there to get to that point.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's what I was trying to get to.
No, I mean, just kind of dancing a little bit.
Hey,
that's fine.
Hey,
it's
guys,
a,
how's it going?
A weird day. It was a long game last night.
Yeah, would you like the NL to have the DH? Yes. Next call. All right.
I really would.
We are Bernstein and McKnight. We are on middays on Sports Radio 670. And days like this, we can interact. We can talk. We can try to figure out what that last 6 months was, what mattered, and where we go from here. Ken Rosenthal wrote in The Athletic some of the very same points we were making about the future of the Cubs, and the fact that a manager going into the last year of his contract does force some very, very real and frank conversations.
Especially a manager with the kind of pull that Joe Maddon has with the only World Series title for the Cubs in a century plus.
And a particularly attractive opening that he may want the opportunity to pursue.
We will get to some of that next. We will get to more phone calls. It is the Bernstein and McKnight Show here on 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by the Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. My first game ball goes to the Rams' Jared Goff. He made it look easy on Thursday night, shredding the Vikes on 26 of 33 passing for 465 yards and 5 touchdowns. New Orleans running back Alvin Kamara darted all over the Meadowlands with 134 yards on 19 carries and 3 scores, while Houston's DeAndre Hopkins hauled in 10 Deshaun Watson passes for 169 yards and a touchdown. On defense, Dallas's DeMarcus Lawrence was Matt Stafford's worst night. He had 3 sacks and 3 other quarterback hits. Teammate Brett Maher converted all 4 field goal tries, including the game winner, to earn the special teams game ball. Finally, Tennessee head coach Mike Vrabel, successfully channeling Doug Peterson, used aggressive fourth quarter and overtime decision making to upset Philly, after which he actually thanked Peterson at midfield. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hurry in for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals at JCPenney, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 9/27 to 10/17. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
At Governor State University, you're not just anywhere, you're where you belong. Learn how to put your passion first at the Governor State University undergraduate and graduate open house on Saturday, October 13th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/open house.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Why should you listen to me? I nailed the correct paid attendance 14 Southside games in a row. I went 6-for-6 on the scoreboard shell game. I even picked 9 straight winners in the sausage race. Would have been 10 straight if not for the frickin' bratwurst. So when I say download the Bet Chicago app, download it now. Bet Chicago has tons of free contests, plus scores, odds, data, and expert opinions, all to help sharpen your edge. Bet Chicago. Download the app for free and start winning at Bet Chicago today.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is, because it's now. Get a GE Appliances side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator, now just $998. You save over $500 on a fridge with adjustable door bins for gallon jugs. Big storage, bigger savings. Now is the time to save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 17th, U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home auto with Progressive. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams partners with 670 The Score. Official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
Levine, baseline. Well, right-handed, powered up. Oh, my goodness.
Rainbow three, go.
Oh, what a shot.
Zitzer's going to attempt a left side three.
Yes.
The kick out, Portis, three ball for the tie.
Yes.
Bobby Portis has tied the ball game with a triple.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for the Bulls.
Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Between a line drive down the left field line, base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field, get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time, drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Sally Beauty's new all-in-one hair color kits make it easy to color your hair at home. Get everything you need to color for beautifully radiant results. Loved by professionals, open to everyone. Sally Beauty.
Hurry in for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals at JCPenney, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Event is valid 9/27 to 10/17. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. What's your pitch to a fan base that is desperate for a football winner? Like the Illini fans that I talk to on The Score, they want this team to win at football so badly. How do you convince them to hang on through this process?
You have to have a commitment to build a winner. And if you look at our University of Illinois program, I know there has been a commitment to me. People like Chris and Dale Smith and so many others that with their financial support say, hey, I believe we're heading in the right direction. When you have an athletic director like Josh with vision, you just have to stay the course. Things don't happen overnight.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
At the 8 and I'm last 1-8-1-8-6.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves open their 25th anniversary season on Saturday, October 13th at Allstate Arena with rolled back concession prices and free parking presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Kia dealers. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. For tickets.
This is really tough just because the last 3 years have been so good, and being eliminated so early is not fun.
Chris Bryant and the Cubs unable to make it four consecutive NLCS appearances after the offense was held hitless over the last 5 1/3 in the wild card loss. The A's visit the Yankees in the American League wild card game for the right to play the Red Sox. Football Jags running back Leonard Fournette out with a hamstring injury in week number 5 on Sunday. The Bulls have their second of 5 preseason games this evening at the Bucks and the Blackhawks season opener tomorrow at the Senators. 670thescore.com/Mullion Haw is brought to you by local Geico agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Joe Ostrowski and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked and most listened to sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com station.
Bernstein and McKnight with you on Sports Radio 670. The Score. Reminder, we have three chances to win $1,000 in cash just as long as you're listening to get that lucky text keyword. So keep it on here and maybe you will have that that lucky day. Ken Rosenthal writes for The Athletic, and this is some informed stuff. This column basically puts in one place everything we've been talking about incrementally throughout this season about the relationship between Theo Epstein, the front office, however you want to divide up the responsibilities and the identities there, and the manager's office. And Rosenthal writes, Madden is a celebrity manager, more difficult to control than less experienced types, and perhaps not as much of a grinder as some. He's also given Epstein a number of reasons to be irritated this season, reasons that if Epstein were so inclined might push him to make a managerial change. He mentions the Cubs' offense proved their undoing. But another issue down the stretch was the bullpen. The absences of injured right-handers Brendan Morrow and Pedro Strop contributed to other relievers wearing down, and Madden might have indirectly contributed to the losses of both pitchers. Epstein, without directly accusing Madden of overusing Morrow, cited a third straight appearance in the 14th inning of a 7-1 victory on June 2nd as the root of the bone bruise in the closer's right elbow. It was rare for Epstein to single out such an event as potentially determinative. Strope became the replacement closer, and an ill-fated decision by Madden to allow him to bat on September 13th resulted in a strained left hamstring from remaining sidelined until the wildcard game. That wasn't all. Off the field, Madden invited public criticism with his initial refusal to read the blog by Melissa Reedy Russell, accusing her former husband, Cubs shortstop Addison Russell, of domestic violence. He later relented and read his account. And we know, I can add to that from what we understand, how seriously Epstein took that and how he talked then with Mullion Haw about the conversation that he had with Joe. He didn't have to say that he had a conversation with Joe about it, that it was something that they had to figure out organizationally how they were going to face forward publicly and that. Mm-hmm. But he did. He did say so. He wanted everyone to know that he told Joe that that behavior, that attitude had to change.
behavioral issues and how they addressed things aside, you know, from a baseball standpoint, I imagine there's, you know, kind of two ends of the spectrum here that the Theo in the front office could kind of view themselves in the season and Joe Maddon in, right? Or from, rather. You've got a team that limped through 6 weeks, through 8 weeks, through, I don't, if you want to do it, it's the second half of the season without scoring runs, right? You had free agent signings that just didn't. Whether it's Brandon Morrow getting hurt, whether it's Yu Darvish being hurt.
Yeah, Theo didn't have a great year either.
No, he didn't. But
he had a bad year when you talk about getting Yu Darvish, Brandon Morrow, and Tyler Chatwood.
But he put some life preservers on, didn't he? I mean, picking up Daniel Murphy, which you needed each one of those games. He helped you win
Cole
for the
Hamels
week and a half after.
Was a revelation.
Cole Hamels was necessary. Jesse Chavez was damn near your closer, you know, if not in actual practice, then in usage, in leverage situations, was that guy for Joe pitching multiple innings. You were able to, as a front office, buoy yourselves just a little bit, keep your head above water just a little bit without scoring any of these runs. You can look at the season and go, I know, Joe, I know. But we gave you other things. We gave you stuff to help it out and fix it and get you there. It was one more game. It was what we needed. It was one more game. Or you can look at it from the other perspective. You could be Joe. You look at Theo and say, just give me a three-run homer somewhere, man.
Help me out here.
Where is this? I mean, I know we're working with Schwarber and we're working with players. I understand Chris Bryant got hurt and wasn't the same guy at the end of May from the beginning of June on with a shoulder injury going sliding in head first. Maybe don't do that anymore. But you got an MVP caliber performance out of Javi Baez. He won't win it. That's Christian Yelich's award. But that's good enough to get second and third place votes and probably some firsts. I mean, you had some offense. You had a little bit, but just some more would have been good. And it's the individual assessments, the internal assessments of this team, the way it's been put together, that led us to, at the trade deadline, talking a lot about the fact that they're not getting Manny Machado. Your team's on the field.
Yeah, I think this still comes down to the timing, the actual timing of Joe Maddon and Alan Nero and pushing all in. Because if I'm Maddon right now, I think I go and say, am I getting an extension or not? I do not want to begin this season as a lame duck.
He has every right to say that.
He's 64. And if he wants his John Fox contract, if he wants this last one here, the Lou Piniella contract, whatever you're talking about.
Pick a good manager.
I'm just saying that if you took a look at the age, the last bite at the apple here for something that isn't just a special assistant to the general manager.
Ron Gardenhire got a job in Detroit.
Yeah, that's true, he did. But you go and you say, what's on the table right now? And the Cubs have to be ready to face this down and play, and I'm sure they have. I'm sure they've done a Monte Carlo simulation of a million different ways that this could happen.
Role playing.
And they're probably 10 steps ahead of us here. I mean, for all we know, it's already been handled. But they've got to be ready to say, okay, we'll tack another year on and ride this out another year. Or they look at this as an opportunity to say, you know what, Joe? We owe you $6 million, but we'll do some offset if you think you've got the Angels job and you want to go back to Anaheim and you think that's a landing spot for you. You want to go manage Mike Trout for the last 4 years of your managerial career.
And Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Be fun.
And we'll figure it out. And this has been great. And you have an amicable parting of the ways.
Yeah, I understand that Rosenthal and Nightingale before him and a number of people, you know, even locally have written about the less than perfect relationship that may exist between front office and manager right now, but I don't get the sense that it's as bad as, I don't know, Chucky going in at Goodwill Hunting with a suit that's too small for him and screaming retainer. Like, it's not at that point. I mean, there are both sides, I think, have pretty good reasons to demand what they want to demand out of this relationship or to ask for and to negotiate what they want negotiated out of this relationship. I don't think, you know, Joe's got every right to go in there and not be a lame duck. Joe's got every right to go in there and say our guys can get it done, whether that's talking about the coaching staff or the roster itself. But that doesn't, whether it's Joe or not, that doesn't mean that this front office, that this organization is going to withstand the forces of change over this offseason. It's just they're going to happen.
In Saginaw, Michigan, we find Bobby. He's on the score. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So few points with the Cubs. You know, number one, it's already been brought up, but, you know, Chris Bryant or whoever was masquerading as Chris Bryant here in the last couple months. I mean, he's there. Aaron Judge, he's there. Mookie Betts, that's huge. You know, it makes a huge difference in the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And with Joe Maddon, so, Dan, I think you're all over it. It's the timing. It's 1 year left on the deal. It's the Angels' job being open. And I think Theo looking around at guys, you know, the Dave Roberts, Aaron Boones, I think that's probably more what they want to go with. And when he came out, he's a very calculated guy. When he came out and talked about Morrow, to me, that just seemed like getting ahead of the PR curve with possibly, you know, getting rid of Joe, because I don't think Theo Epstein can blame a manager. I think he's too smart to blame a manager for Brandon Morrow. As Dan, you said, you know, the guy hurt himself putting his pants on. I don't think you can hold that against Joe Maddon. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. And then lastly, big picture with the Cubs, it's going to be a really interesting offseason, because I think there's going to be a position guy that joins this group. You know, at second base, if I'm assuming Russell is probably done with the Cubs, which would you either slot Javi at short and you find a new second baseman, because I don't think they're going to go in with Zobrist and Happ there. But if you look at this core group of Schwarber, Happ, Almora, someone's probably going to get moved, especially if you're looking at Bryce Harper. I mean, if they sign Bryce Harper, Schwarber gets a little redundant there. So I think there's going to be a lot moving on this offseason. It's going to be really fun to watch. And the last thing I'll leave you with is, you know, A-Rod last night. Is that guy okay? Because that was that was a tough watch.
You should check on him.
Yeah, not one of his better games.
Probably needs to be checked on.
And it's a dandy.
There's some very strange things that he was saying from jump. I mean, getting names wrong and seeming like he was having trouble concentrating. It was just odd.
Almonte.
Just kind of looking through some of the contract situations, because as Bobby kind of mentioned, you know, looking down the pipe a little bit and seeing what the offseason rather looks like. Ben Zobrist is going into his final season, $12.5 million owed to him. Jason Hayward could turn down the option for $106 million.
He's going to opt out.
Good. He could turn down that option. Go free agent route. John Lester is still on the books for 27.5 next year, 20-20, 10 in 2021. Though I think there's an option there. I can't remember one way or the other. There's money tied up. That doesn't mean the Cubs can't spend more. But if you're going to make moves, then your most valuable pieces are what? That are feasible to move. It's Schwarber and it's Almora and it was
Happ.
Russell before those issues, and it's Happ. But again, those guys are 24, 25, 23, and 24. And they're also almost all of them at the lowest point of their hype and or value, which, you know, in a lot of ways are the same thing when you're talking about guys under the age of 25 in this game. So trading them this offseason would be, it'd be selling low. So,
you're losing everything with Russell. You're non-tendering Russell, so that's gone from an asset to nothing.
And because those guys are all of them non-arbitration eligible, right? Then you're also looking at, you know, small paychecks for those guys. It might be that this is a team that, yeah, can add a piece and struggle with just some clunkiness roster-wise through the first month or two of the season. This is a team that might be better off letting it play out and seeing what those 24, 25, and 26-year-olds next season can give you in value so as to make a move next season. They're not, the best part of this is, or a good part of the offseason, is they've retained as much flexibility as is reasonable to have a team have when you put the gas pedal down going for World Series or bust.
When we come back, your first of three chances to win $1,000 in cash on the Score. Don't go anywhere. You've got Bernstein and McKnight on WSCR.
The Cubs season is over after being eliminated by the Rockies. Listen in as all of our shows question what went wrong. Plus, we'll take your reaction to this disappointing loss on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Cubs. Brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball.
The Home Depot introduces the most affordable carpet cleaning service yet. You. Right now, the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Upright Carpet Cleaners, just $198, over $30 off. With Auto Clean Motion Sensing Design, you simply push to clean, pull to dry. It's pro-grade cleaning without the training. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $198, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through October 17th.
Hey, Chicago. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long, drawn-out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Chicago, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Hurry in for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals at JCPenney, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 9/27 to 10/17. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
Party under the big pink top with Komen Chicago on October 27th at CineSpace Movie Studios as we raise crucial dollars to fund life-saving breast health services and invest in breakthrough research to prevent and cure breast cancer. Tickets available at KomenChicago.org. 26.2 miles of city streets, 29 vibrant and diverse neighborhoods, 1.7 million cheering spectators. You won't want to miss the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 7th. The 2018 application is now open. Apply today at chicagomarathon.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. I'd like to go back to the theme of teaching for just a minute. You brought Bob Babich on your staff, made him DC. What was it like for you to see him on the stage inducting Brian Urlacher into the Hall of Fame?
A lot of, emotions that go through your head. I mean, two of my favorite people on the stage. Kind of start with that. And as a position coach, you really get close with, the guys you coach. Bob is an outstanding football coach. Of course, he developed so many of those players. And at the time, I don't know if they knew when he ended up in Canton. Had an idea of that.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Trey Burton with us on The Score. How's it going, Trey?
I would love to play some quarterback. That'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, you've already played a little bit of quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I have. I mean, there's so many reasons why I signed here, but that the offense is for sure one. You know, Nagy was definitely one, and then Mitch was another reason. So, for sure, I've been in this offense for, this is what, year three now? Two years in Philly, and then obviously this year, so. I've seen what players that play the U position, for example, Ertz and Kelsey can do. And so I'm just excited to, play my role.
What can you tell Bears fans about what to expect when they watch you guys?
We hope to be exciting. We hope to put points on the board. And you never know what you're going to get week to week.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. Hey. This hour's keyword is flavor. Text flavor.
Yeah, boy!
To 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is flavor to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
This text from the 262 came in over the break. You cannot non-tender Russell, as we're kind of trying to look into the future here for the Cubs as the 2018 season has come to a stop. So that's what we're looking into the future for here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. You cannot non-tender Russell, this texter says. That would be malpractice. He has option years left. He has value left to the organization. You would tender and trade. I understand the premise. that you don't want to give up on a player that young with that kind of defensive ability, where clearly that profile is worth something to another team. I just don't know. Well, two things. If he's on a suspended list, whether it's the one he's currently on or an actual suspension under domestic violence policy.
He's not on a suspended list right now. He's on administrative leave.
It is still administrative leave. We know that to be true. Even
as far as I know, they have not announced he's been suspended yet.
So let's operate under that assumption. He's on this administrative leave. Or if he's suspended, you may be limited as a club to the roster options available. You may not be able to make the moves that you would another player who's active and eligible and, you know, not suspended. But if it's malpractice in a sense where, you know, you don't want to give up on an asset, I understand that. I understand that premise.
Yeah, ideally, you're not getting nothing for him. You get something for him.
I just don't know that another team wants to take on a guy who's got A, that underperformance offensively, and B, maybe B should be A here, but B, the kind of issue and suspension that he's probably got coming.
Arlington Heights and Doug, you're on the Score.
Are there any analytics for the double switch? I know there's some for bunting, right? You shouldn't bunt for an out. I think I'm getting this correct. But it seems when I was watching the game in extra innings that with the low scoring and it still being 1-1, that all the missing big bats seem to be, it seemed like the team who made less moves may have an advantage. And I know you need offense, but wouldn't you argue the same thing with bunting? So I didn't know if there's analytics on removing a big bat for switching.
Well, there's too many variables when you say there's a metric. You could measure certain outcomes, but there isn't some metric to say a double switch is necessarily good or bad independently of everything else. I mean, it obviously depends what matchups you're creating and where you're batting people in the lineup, depending on who you think is coming in. So when you say, I don't know are you talking about win expectancy? Like if you, that's.
I guess you could measure it against the run matrix. You know, the expected runs in a situation.
Again, I'm more of a novice on this, but I listen to your show. I'm thinking more like, you know, you have players, you know, replacement value. So to see Charlie Blackman out of the game, you go, okay, well, you took him out to try to advance offense, but it didn't work. And now for the next 7 innings, you don't have Charlie Blackman. Like,
correct.
That was not a good move.
Correct. However, it doesn't mean it's not a good move because it can work. So if you're looking at it honestly, you may have decided to increase your run expectancy in a high leverage moment, understanding that whoever replaces him for the remainder of the game is not as good. It's not like you don't know that losing him is bad, but like taking Rizzo out for Terrence Gore, it worked. No one's saying that Terrence Gore is as good as Anthony Rizzo, but in that situation, that move worked. So you have to look after the fact that
some of this stuff gets squeezed to a small little morsel when you're playing for one run, though. You know, I mean,
right.
In a one game situation like this, some of the larger sample size stuff doesn't work. If the question is, do we know if double switches generally perform worse than the situation would have without the double switch? I'm sure someone's run that spreadsheet. I'm just not smart enough to have done it. We'll probably call Jeff Sullivan at some point.
Phil is in Willowbrook and is on the Score.
Hey, Bernsey, Connor, morning.
Hey, Phil, morning.
Great show as always. I was listening to you guys in the first hour, and while I agree with you on the hitting coach doesn't necessarily have that great an impact, and a lot of times they're kind of overrated in terms of that, I think we do have a track record to go off of with Chili Davis. I mean, we can't ignore what Boston did this year. After letting him go, I mean the power surge was just insane. I don't think that can be ignored. Not only that,
but they got JD Martinez.
That's a big bat,
right? But have you seen Mookie Betts' jump in production too? I mean, like, and JD Martinez too was never as good as he was this year. So that means you just can't ignore that. And then number two, I want to say you're hearing a lot of talk from fans that say we need to get to more of a contact approach and less feast or famine. I mean, that's what Chili was hired for, and it didn't work out. Chili was hired to get more line drive, more go the opposite field, and it just didn't work out. So, I mean, with the track record, in addition to just the entire power outage in the second half, you look at slugging percentage across the board, Javi Baez was the only one anywhere sniffing 500 in slugging percentage. Last year we had, five, six guys at 20 home runs. This year we had three. I mean, there's zero reason that Chili Davis should be here. And again, who knows if that even ends up having a a huge impact. But, I mean, he's done nothing to maintain the position that he's had.
The offense had a bad year. Fair enough. He happens to be the hitting coach. Yet, I don't know what's causal and what's coincidental.
It's really tough to, you know what, the best way to evaluate Chili Davis is knowing the relationships he has with each individual hitter. And there's no way for you or I to understand that. That's going to be up to the front office and Joe. And that's where the power struggles are kind of come into play too.
I'd like to hear what some of these guys have to say. You know, I'd love to hear, you know, Ian Happ, who was a better hitter last year than this year.
What's the word, man? How you feel?
When we talked to Ian about his relationship with Chili Davis, but very early in the season, I'd love to have some candid conversations with some of these developing hitters about how they were coached. That's really the only way to know. I love what he said, though. If you listen carefully in there, when we mentioned J.D. Martinez, he said J.D. Martinez in Boston was better there this year than he has been in the past. So because Chili Davis left Boston and J.D. Martinez arrived there, the fact that Chili Davis left there made J.D. Martinez better.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he hadn't worked with Chili Davis.
And to the Mookie Betts point, Mookie Betts had a decent season last year. Not great, don't get me wrong. It certainly wasn't his MVP-type run that he had this year. But he had a batting average on balls in play of .268 last season. Really, when you look at Betts and the talent level that everyone understood him to be after 16 and even during 17, you would have pegged that guy. If you're drafting in your fantasy leagues or if you're doing your DraftKings, whatever, Mookie Betts is a guy that you've absolutely got to peg for a bounce-back type year. I mean, if he hit into bad luck, if his hard hit rates were where they were, and they seem to have been that was bounce-back type guy, he had a bad season. I understand that on the whole, taking all those numbers in the aggregate, it does look like Chili Davis had an effect that it didn't really intend. But you've also lost Chris Bryant for all but 60 games. I mean, the real Chris Bryant, the healthy Chris Bryant. And you had an offense that didn't see development from Addison Russell. I think that's a big point here. Granted, for 6-8 weeks, it was maybe the best Addison. The first half Addison Russell had was one of the best first halves, one of the best stretches of baseball he'd ever had offensively. Then it went away. So did the rest of the offense.
We are going to get the latest from Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic. He was there for all of it last night. We think he finally got a couple hours sleep, and he's going to take the time to join us next on The Score.
The Score is your home for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Join your host, Josh Liss, and our team of experts Sunday morning, starting at 7 a.m. to hear the world's elite athletes compete to be the fastest through 26.2 miles of Chicago's neighborhoods. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon live broadcast exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's...
Hurry in for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals at JCPenney, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 9/27 to 10/17. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
Hey, the sports calendar is heating up with pro and college football, playoff baseball, and more. And if you follow sports odds, then the Bet Chicago app is for you. Bet Chicago features extensive in-depth game coverage, insights from Vegas odds makers, plus expert analysis to keep you in the know. It's your go-to source right on your smartphone. So whether you pick players, teams, or games for fantasy, action, or fun, download the Bet Chicago app today and make this season a winner.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh yeah, I was there too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Mail Medical. They did a couple of tests, it didn't cost much, and they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had. That all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Mail Medical?
Yep, New Mail Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mail at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's NUMALE medical.com.
Right now, at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is, because it's now. Get a GE Appliances side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator, now just $998. You save over $500 on a fridge with adjustable door bins for gallon jugs. Big storage, bigger savings. Now is the time to save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 17th, U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score.